You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. For more information, visit studylegalenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to the Study Legal English podcast. Today I'm joined by Natasha Costello. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, Louise.
Hi. So today I've got Natasha with me because we are going to be discussing our Legal English Summer School and talking, you know, telling you what it is, who it's for, why we're doing it, and how you can register. So let's go straight into it. I'm going to share my screen. Here we go. So the Legal English Summer School, which is being held in Lecco, Italy. That's my town where I live. On the 30th of June 2023 until the 1st of July 2023. And you can see that it is with me and Natasha. So that's why we're both here on the call talking about it. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what it is, what actually is this summer school, and then I'll pass over to Natasha to tell you some other important points. So it's a two-day summer school with lawyers and law students from around the world who can then practice their legal English and practice their practical legal skills. You can develop your confidence in legal English together, learning with Natasha and I over this this two-day experience. So you're going to carry out a few different tasks, or the summer school will include a few different aspects. First of all, you can practice introducing yourself, your work to others, and develop your network with the other participants. You can develop your presentation skills on a legal topic of your choice with individual support from both Natasha and I. The summer school will include learning legal English vocabulary in both contentious and non-contentious areas. You'll remember that contentious is areas related to litigation, disputes, and non-contentious is related to more out of court. Work, so contract drafting and things like that. You'll learn to avoid some typical legal English mistakes, and we'll be doing this through a range of activities to develop your various skills, so listening exercises, role plays, some fun activities in small groups and individually, and we hope that you'll develop your confidence in legal English throughout this process. The exercises are based on our book, Practical English Language Skills for Lawyers, Improving Your Legal English, that you will have heard about. If you're a regular listener to the podcast before, you will have heard me speaking about it. Here you can see the book here that Natasha and I worked on together, co-authoring, and which was published earlier this year. So you don't need the book to come to the summer school. But of course, if you're interested in purchasing it, you can. And there's a discount code here that you can use to get a 20% discount. So I'm going to pass on to Natasha to talk about a bit more about who it's for, because I spoke here that it's about, you know, it's for lawyers and it's for law students from around the world. But Natasha, maybe you can talk a bit more about who we thought this summer school is for.
Yeah, thanks, Louise. So The summer school is aimed at lawyers and law students who want to improve their legal English. The aim is for you to practice your legal English and practice your presentation skills so that you can develop your confidence, particularly in speaking. So I'm sure that as a law student, you have to do presentations as part of your studies. And as a practicing lawyer, you may have to do presentations to clients or presentations during conference calls, or perhaps you have to do presentations as part of a client webinar that you do or something like that. So we thought it would be useful for you to practice your presentation skills. And as Louise mentioned, there'll be lots of different types of activities. So some group activities and also some individual activities where you can work on your own presentation. And then in terms of sort of the level of English that you need to come to the summer school, we would say it's aimed at intermediate level in English or above. And if you're not quite sure about your English level, then please feel free to get in contact with us to talk about that.
Mm, that's a really good point. Yeah, I think it's worth pointing out that, as Natasha mentioned, you know, this is really about developing your confidence in spoken language with your speaking skills. And I know that a lot of my legal English students, this is an area that they really struggle with. Like, quite often students are a bit more comfortable with their writing, so you've got some time to work on your writing. But this summer school is really focusing on your speaking skills. So developing your speaking skills, developing your confidence with legal English vocabulary, and of course, developing your presentation skills. And why, Natasha, did we choose to run this summer school?
A lot of our clients were interested in some face-to-face teaching because, as you know, we've had a lot of online teaching. We've already been running some workshops together, Louise, online. But we thought it would be really nice to have a face-to-face course. And also, it's a chance to really immerse yourself in English for 2 whole days. Where you will just be speaking in English. And so that's one reason why we decided to run the summer school.
Yeah, I think you mentioned a really important point there about immersing yourself in the language. And I think that's probably one of the key benefits of actually attending a summer school, attending a real life course, is that you do immerse yourself in the language. You will be with other speakers you know, from around the world whose native language isn't English and whose language isn't the same as your language. So you will be put in a situation where you have to speak English. And of course, you'll be listening to English. And I know that very often people go away from these types of experiences really feeling like they've developed a huge amount of English because you're immersed. So yeah, it's a different experience to just doing, you know, a course 1 hour a week, like we have been doing, and which is great, but this is a different experience. So, as you can see in my screen share, who are the trainers? Of course, it's Natasha and I, and you know, those of you who are regular listeners to the podcast, you know me, and you probably know Natasha too, because Natasha's been on the show, and I've talked a lot about Natasha, about us writing the book together. We are both teachers of legal English. And we both, of course, are co-authors of our book that I mentioned before. So we're really excited about doing this. And the method that we use to teach is really similar in that we really like to use fun, practical activities. And that's what we're sort of bringing to this course. So when does the summer school take place? I'll just sort of mention briefly again the dates, and then Natasha's going to talk through some of the program. So the summer school takes place over 2 whole days from 9 o'clock in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon. The first day of teaching is the 30th of June, and the second day of teaching is the 1st of July. So that's a Friday and a Saturday. So if you're working, you only need to take the Friday off, really, unless you're traveling here on the Thursday. Of course, there will be a lunch break. There will be tea and coffee breaks and some other activities around those 2 days. So on the Thursday evening, for those of you who, you know, arrive and want to have a welcome event, you'll be given the opportunity to meet participants before. As you can see here, on Thursday, the 29th of June, you're invited to have a traditional Italian aperitivo because, of course, we're in Italy, and this is one of the lovely things of Italian life, is that you can sit and have a nice drink, a little bit of food, and chat with good company. So you'll be able to practice your English a little bit in a more informal environment, meet the other participants, meet Natasha and I before we really start with a proper course. So Natasha, maybe do you want to talk through the first day of training?
Yeah. Okay. So on the first day, which is the Friday then, as Louise said, obviously we'll start with an introduction to the course, to the program, and there'll be an opportunity for participants to introduce themselves to each other. So another idea behind the summer school is the chance for you to network with other lawyers and law students. So this will give you the chance to meet other people, practice introducing yourself in English, introducing what you do. And then we'll be having a look at presentations, how to prepare legal presentations in English. But we'll also be looking at some key vocabulary. And so on the Friday, we'll focus on some vocabulary for contentious matters, which, as Louise said before, that's when you're dealing with litigation and things like that. So that's the first day of the training. At lunchtime, we can all go to a restaurant together to eat lunch, or you're free to take your lunch on your own if you wish.
Mm, yes. And I think as well, an important thing to mention is that, you know, this is quite an intense experience, and it's an intense learning experience, and as well, socializing and developing your network. And afterwards, you will be expected to do a little bit of homework and to continue, you know, revise what you've learned in that day, and to conduct a little bit of homework after that session ends. And then, so moving on to the Saturday, so the second day of training, again, starts at 9 o'clock, finishes at 4:30. And here we will continue to develop your skills in presenting. So we will look at preparing legal presentations in terms of how you describe slides, how you conclude your presentations, and how you deal with questions. Of course, dealing with questions is an important aspect for any lawyer who maybe has client meetings, has to advise clients, has to deal with questions. So even if you don't deal with presentations per se, some of the skills that you'll learn here should be applicable for many other aspects of your work as a lawyer. We'll continue developing your legal English vocabulary. So we'll have another session on some legal English vocabulary, this time related to more non-contentious vocabulary, some key vocabulary related to contracts and to tort law. We will have some individual study and support where you can work on some presentations that you'll be developing. And Natasha and I will give you one-to-one support. And so really, you know, you'll get really tailored support for yourself, and you can ask us questions, any things that you're having difficulty with. And then the final part of the summer school is that we'll have group sessions to practice developing and delivering your presentations. So you'll actually deliver your presentations finally, and you'll get some feedback, and we'll give you some feedback in terms of, you know, what was really good about your presentations and some areas to consider improving. We'll present you with certificates. So at the end, you will get a certificate of attendance. And again, afterwards, we've got a social element, because this program, as Natasha mentioned, it's about networking. It's about developing your network as well. And it's about practicing and feeling comfortable with your English. So of course, in both a formal setting in the classroom and then outside in a more natural environment, practicing your small talk, which again is still very relevant to your work. So after the session, you'll be invited to have a little walk along the lake in Lecco. Lecco is based on Lake Como, as you can see, if I just scroll back up to the picture. So here you can see that it's on the beautiful Lake Como. So we'll be invited to have a little walk along there and you can chat more informally in English and feeling very comfortable speaking in English again. So I mentioned that the workshop takes place in Lecco. And just to give you an idea of where Lecco is, it's in the north of Italy, slightly north of Milan, about an hour away from Milan, and about an hour away of Bergamo. And Bergamo is a university town that's got an airport. It's an international airport. And of course, Milan is well served by airports too. Bergamo is the capital of culture this year. So it's a very interesting place to visit. If you want to combine this training with a bit of a holiday, it's a very, very beautiful part of Italy. So that's the location. It's very, very easy to get to Italy, you know, and get to Lecco via train or plane. Okay. So I'll pass over to Natasha to talk about the important aspect of cost.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure everyone wants to know how much it costs. So the cost of the summer school is €695. And that cost includes the welcome aperitivo that Louise was talking about on the Thursday evening, if you come to that. So that includes a drink and some snacks. It includes all the training for the course and all the training materials for the course as well. So it includes the 2 days training. That's all included in that cost, together with the materials and the course certificate at the end of the course as well. And it will also include tea and coffee and biscuits during the breaks. So the things that aren't included in the cost are your accommodation, your travel, and all of your meals, your breakfast, lunch and dinner.
So how do you register? This is the official page that you register on, but we've also got a bit.ly link. So if I just show you here, if you go to bit.ly/, and then all in capital letters, LECCO for Lecco. 23 for 2023. So bit.ly/Lecco23. You're going to get to the summer school link. So that's the short link. And of course, I'll leave all of the links in the show notes for this podcast episode. So that's where you register. So you come to this page and you click get tickets, and the registration process is very easy. If you have any questions, if you're interested in attending and you're not sure and you've got a question, do send either Natasha or me an email. You know my email address, it's louise@studylegalenglish.com. And Natasha, what's your email?
It's contact@natashacostello.com.
Perfect. And I'll leave, of course, again, the email addresses in the show notes. Just pay attention. Registration closes on the 12th of June. So that's not long. You don't have long to register. So if you're interested, do go ahead. There's still places available for you to register. A few bits of other information. We do need a minimum of 4 participants for this to go ahead. Places are limited to 10. So if you want to register, make sure that you do, because places are limited. And that's so that we can have really nice small session and give everybody the attention that they need. We mentioned this previously, but you need to make sure that you've got a basic level of general English to attend. If you're not sure about your level of English, get in touch with us and ask us about it. We mentioned you get a certificate of completion at the end. This is really nice. You can show it on your LinkedIn profile. It will go in your CV. If you're a law student that's looking to get a job, this will help in that respect, in showing that you're dedicated to improving your legal English and carrying out courses and things. And of course, if the summer school can't run, you will be refunded. You will be notified of the cancellation 14 days before the start date and refunded within 30 days. So that is it. Natasha, do you have anything else to add there about the summer school?
No, just that I look forward to meeting everyone.
Yes, me too. Absolutely. I'm really excited about it and looking forward to working with Natasha on this and also to meet you if you're interested in attending and enjoying this experience all together. So hope to see you there. Thank you, Natasha, for explaining that with me. Thank you. And thanks for listening. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Study Legal English podcast. If you really want to get ahead, why not become a member and gain access to many learning resources? Visit studylegalenglish.com/pricing.